the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I. And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past. Crap from the past. Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty. Shake your groove thing. Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
Girls come, girls are more fun. Make it dance
listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. A whole lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time. And we started with Ray Parker Jr. from 1985, Girls Are More Fun. Tonight's show, for the next 90 minutes, songs about girls. Why? Because after my show, immediately following Crap from the Past tonight, I'll be filling in for Mick Novak on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So, songs by girls. Got it? So, the next 3.5 hours, I'll be sitting here at this very chair. It's pretty spectacular. First Crap from the Past, then This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Songs about girls, and then songs by girls. It makes me happy. Something you'd like to hear tonight, I'm not answering the phone, so don't even bother calling. Instead, you can send me emails, ron@crapfromthepast.com. I got the computer set up here and my little email account on the monitor there, so that's the way to get a hold of me tonight. So, Ray Parker Jr., told you all about that. Not his finest song. No, not a big hit either. Oh, well. New Edition. It's amazing the stuff I queue up when I'm not paying attention. New Edition was put together by producer Maurice Starr. And then New Edition went on to bigger and better things, and Maurice Starr thought, I gotta get me another act from Boston that appeals to the young folks. So he put together New Kids on the Block, and that was a much bigger hit than New Edition. But So, anyway, written and produced by Maurice Starr, this is the first single out from New Edition from 1983. Listen for Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike on Candy Girl on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
I'm a short guy with big shoulders, so I'll never have that tall, lean look. And everyone teases me because I have a little pot belly.
On Crap from the Past.
Bush from 1993. Every time I play that song, I always mention that. At that point, I had written Kate Bush off in 1993. She'd had no hits on the pop charts for a substantial amount of time, and that thing came out of nowhere. The album The Red Shoes, pretty good. It actually was a good-sized hit in England. Didn't do squat here in the U.S., unfortunately. From 1993, Kate Bush and Rubber Band Girl. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI. So many songs about girls? That's right, my show tonight, Crap from the Past, between now and midnight, nothing but songs about girls, because starting at midnight, I'm filling in for Mick Novak tonight on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And no, I'm not going to do a dreadful show. No, I'm not going to destroy the franchise, and I'm not going to burn the show down to the ground. I'm going to do a straight version of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and I'm actually pretty excited about the whole thing. Something you'd like to tell me, suggestions, requests, whatnot, ron@crapfromthepast.com. Back in 1983, David Bowie hit it really, really, really big with the Let's Dance album. Produced
a very brittle production by Nile Rodgers, former producer for Chic, of course, and introduced the world to Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar. But one song in particular was a remake, and I didn't know that. Maybe there were more remakes on the album, but there was a big hit from it. First, there was Let's Dance, nothing wrong with that. Then Modern Love, if I'm not mistaken. Then China Girl. I may have been screwing up the order there, but it turns out China Girl, it's written by David Bowie and Iggy Pop, so I never really gave it a second thought when I saw it on the album. Turns out it was recorded by Iggy Pop. The two had worked together back in 1977 on the album The Idiot. And former super listener Tom, now host of Across the Board here on KFAI, tipped me off that, yeah, Iggy Pop originally recorded China Girl. I didn't know that. And it's been sitting in that bin that I bring with me every week to the show for over 2 years, and I don't think I've ever played it on this show. So, a world premiere as far as I'm concerned, something brand new on Crap from the Past. This is the original version of China Girl, big hit for Bowie in 83, originally done by Iggy Pop in 1977 on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Nothing in there but all the best music of the 1980s in one amazing collection.
Survivor, Pat Benatar, The Scorpions, the list goes on.
On Crap from the Past.
Madonna, you've never heard that song before. Material Girl, big hit from early 1985. And just another song produced by Nile Rodgers, if I'm not mistaken. Or is that Bernard Edwards? No, Bernard Edwards did Addicted to Love, that Robert Palmer album. No, it was Nile Rodgers who produced Like a Virgin, the whole album from Madonna. And that was Tony Thompson from Chic playing drums. So it's two-thirds of Chic on that Madonna record. Didn't know that at the time. Definitely didn't know that at the time. But in hindsight, oh, the Chic guys, who did a whole lot of good disco stuff, went on to great things in the 80s as well. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, it's 5 minutes early, but I'll tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. You can send me emails, ron@crapfromthepast.com. And we are syndicated, technically, so we're heard on a bunch of affiliates all around the world. Now, well, why all the songs about girls? Well, this particular episode of Crap from the Past, all about girls. Another hour and 5 minutes of nothing but girl stuff, songs about girls. And starting at midnight, right after Crap from the Past, I'll be hosting This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I'm in for Mick Novak this week, and I'll be doing a fairly straight version of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I'm not going to make fun of anything. It's going to be great. And now, okay, I could have played Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, but instead, I thought I would play you this Rick Springfield Fan Club 45 that came out, I think, sometime in 1982. Oh, there it is, 82. It's got a date on it. So without any further ado, I'm just going to play it, and it's self-explanatory. I think you will enjoy this on Crap from the Past.
Uh-oh. When you were just a young girl and still in school, how come you never learned the golden rule? Don't talk to strange men, don't be a fool. I'm hearing stories, I don't think that's cool. Yes, well, hello. This is Rick. I'd like to personally welcome you on this record here to the fan club, which... Hopefully you've joined. Either that or you've stolen this record from one of your friends or has. Ron, shut up. That's Ron. No. This is Ron, by the way, a star of the two album covers, Working Class Dog and the new one. Success hasn't spoiled me yet. It was gone right through his head. Say hello, Ron. Good boy. No, that's enough. Get out of here. Whoa! Yes, that's another one from the new album. Hopefully I did a little better on the album than I just did it then, called Calling All Girls. Oh, the one up front, too, is called Don't Talk to Strangers, a little bit of that. That's off Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet, which is, at the time of me talking about it, is the new album. Though, probably if you're listening to this in 1985, it won't really be the new album. But, you know, you get a sense of what's going on right now, right here. We've just finished recording it, and Keith Olsen produced it in his studio, Goodnight LA, here in Los Angeles. I'm in Sound City, actually, at the moment, which is a studio next door. This studio that I'm in right now is where we recorded Working Class Dog. And I'm real excited about the album, too. It's going to be... who knows? Who knows what it's going to be? The history will tell. And I'm real excited about the fan club, too, because I have... It's been on my mind for a long time, for about the past year, to really get a really good fan club together. And I finally met the guys that can do it. We've planned it for a long time. And even this record, we talked about it for about 6 months, just that I'd like to do a record and talk to you. And it's going to be a lot of personal involvement. I want to be personally involved in it because it's my fan club and it's about me, and no one knows me better than me. So I'll be, you know, doing little limericks and little songs here and there, and have Ron do a paw drawing or something for you. But so I'm looking forward to this being really something different, this fan club. We hope to be touring real soon, too. Getting out and getting to all the cities that we missed last time. Going out with me in the band will be the new band that I got together. Jack White is the drummer who's been with me since 1976, when I had the Wait for Night album. I met him, and he started playing with me on that tour, which was an album out in Chelsea. You probably never heard of it. It may be out later on, actually, because RCA bought the rights to it, so. That may be out later on. I'll probably have to put a picture of Ron on the front of it to make it current or something like that. He'd probably enjoy that. So Jack has been playing with me since then. There's Brett Tuggle on keyboards. Timmy Pierce on guitar, who played guitar with me on Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet. And Mike Seifert on bass. Now, these guys will be playing with me on the road, but what they didn't play on is this next thing you're going to hear, which is kind of frightening if you really think about it, but it's the demo to Jesse's Girl. Now, I don't know how many of you know what a demo is, but it's when you write a song, you generally put it down in a rough form on tape, so that when you go in to record it for real, for the album or the record, whatever, you have something to work from. Now, these demos that I do at home, they're called demos, meaning demonstration records, something like that. I did this at home in my little four-track room, my little four-track, so I have a little four-track studio at home. And this is the demo I did in 1979 when I wrote Jesse's Girl. I'd just written it. And I put it down on this little four-track, and I played all the instruments. And since I can't play drums very well, I had these pillows. Stop laughing. I had these pillows that I hit for drums. Now, you may find this hard to believe when you actually hear the incredible high-fidelity quality of this recording. But yes, they are actually pillows I'm bashing on for drums. And it's a little different than the finished version that you heard on your radio, but I thought I'd throw it in here just as a little bit of history, short history, though it may be. This is a demo to Jesse's Girl.
Something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girlfriend, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And she's holding him in her arms late at night. Play along the charade that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Though she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it.
Monster Gerber.
Man, I feel like a woman.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
God Bless Babyface from 1990, My Kinda Girl. A lot of the R&B stuff from the early 90s, light and fluffy and inconsequential. In stark contrast to all that, there's Babyface. And man, could he write a song. I personally think he kept the best ones for himself. My Kinda Girl, not a big hit from 1980, from that summer. Should have been, though, and that's how I like it here on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Songs about girls for the next 52 minutes till This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' starts. And then songs by girls. And I'm filling in for Mick Novak tonight. So stay tuned. Hunker down with a big pile of peanut butter sandwiches, because that's pretty much what, that's the food of choice here on Crap from the Past. Oh, now, Wooden Nickel Records, the record company that put out the first Styx record and the last Jagger's record, for some reason thought it would be a good idea to put out an album of songs sung by DJ Wolfman Jack in 1973. Wolfman Jack, riding high, he had appeared, or was about to appear, I'm not sure of the chronology. Right around this time, he would appear in the movie American Graffiti, if I'm not mistaken. He would be in the song Clap for the Wolfman by guess who I think it was? I think he was even on the song Did You Boogie With Your Baby in the Backseat of the Something or Other by somebody or other. Drawing a blank there. It's not a very good record, but Wolfman Jack was everywhere in the mid-70s, to the point where some guys at a record company thought, let's just have him record some songs, stuff he'd normally play as a DJ, but nope, he's going to sing on them now. And really, he just beat the crap out of some songs, making this one of the least musically, it's one of the worst albums I have. However, it's deeply enjoyable for all the wrong reasons. So what I'm going to play for you now, two trashings of the song My Girl. That's right, the big hit by the Temptations, but ooh, brother, the next two songs are going to hurt real bad. The first one being done by Wolfman Jack. No reason for this at all. My Girl on Crap from the Past.
Another song I've played so many times has been My Girl, and I'm going to lay it down for you now, like it or not. And if you want to sing along with me, baby, you come on in here and goo it with me. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Monster Gerber.
Stop him!
He's whacked out of his gourd.
On Crap from the Past.
Talking about my girl? Indeed, that's the Temptations. That's right, those are the Temptations. The Motown group re-recorded their own song in German as Mine Girl and released it, no less. It's hard to find. I believe there's an entire Motown album out there. I think it's on CD of their act singing in German. This was a big trend in the mid-60s, having artists record their own English hits in German. The Beatles did it. Johnny Cash did it. A lot of artists re-recording their stuff in German. I don't know why. I still don't know why to this day, but that's what the Temptations did on Mine Girl. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Songs about girls, indeed. But first, I have to tell you this, and I'm going to try and do it in a most professional manner. KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, holding a CD release party on Saturday, March 29th, for their compilation recording, Southside Soul, Volume 1, The Sounds of South Minneapolis. Performers include Cadillac Kolstad and the Flats, Chastity Brown and the Sound, Johnny Law and the New Century Prophets, The Sexy Bang, plus Papa John Kolstad with Clint Hoover. The CD release party will take place at McMahon's Pub, 3001 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Music starts at 7 o'clock. And now, from 1984, Dwight Twilley and Girls on Crap from the Past.
Don't dick, that's a sex machine to all the chicks.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Right on.
The group OXO, O-X-O is how it's spelled, OXO from 1983, and Whirly Girl, a song I enjoy very much, and I play as often as I can here on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. This is Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate-level course in pop music, and this week, all songs about girls, because in a little bit over a half hour, I'm filling in for Mick Novak tonight on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And now, I wanted to play the song Robot Girl by Was Not Was, and I forgot got it at home, so I thought, okay, I'll just use the album version we have here, because we have the actual vinyl 12-inch LP of What Up Dog by Was Not Was. Terrific record. What do you know? It's not on the record. It's on the CD. It's not on the record. Apparently, Robot Girl is a bonus track on the CD. Unless I'm way off base or I'm not seeing something, I was very surprised. So I was bummed, because no Was Not Was. But I came up with something just as good, because it crossed my mind. I thought, wait a minute, I have that with me. A woman named Christina. I don't know much about Christina, except she put out an album on Mercury Records in 1984, produced by Don Was. And it's the same group of players that appeared on some of the Was Not Was records. Crazy stuff. Really, pretty darn far out. But it's as close to Was Not Was as I'm going to get tonight. So this was meant to be far out, and it still is far out. And because it's produced by Don Was, it sounds really just far out, in a good way. From 1984, this is Christina and What's a Girl to Do on Crap from the Past.
My life is in a turmoil.
Monster Gerber.
If your fly weren't open, you look just like Roger Moore.
On Crap from the Past.
Little side project for Prince in 1982. Right before he released 1999, he put together the Vanity 6 album. Nasty Girl, first single from it, came so close to hitting the pop charts, but didn't, and has since then become a classic in its own right. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Songs about girls? Doesn't get any better than Honeymoon Suite, 1984. New Girl now, on Crap from the Past.
Summer night, storm clouds in the air. Oh,
wash on my face. But my head felt so low.
Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over?
Devo from 1980. That there was the first single from the Freedom of Choice album. Girl You Want didn't hit the pop charts. Didn't hit it, the pop charts here or in England. Unfortunately, a fine song. Dare I say a classic from 1980? I don't know. It's aged pretty well, though. A lot of the Devo stuff has aged pretty well. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I have not aged pretty well here on Crap from the Past. Songs about girls for another 22 minutes. And then I'm in for Mick Novak tonight, and I will be filling in for her for This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So first the songs about girls, then the songs by girls. Should be good. And now, here, I'm going to play a minute or a little bit less than that of this particular song. This hit the pop charts in 1990. This is a group named Brother Beyond and a song called The Girl I Used to Know. I like this song a lot, so give a listen to just the opening notes of this. Well, I suppose I can talk over this. It's written by Carl Sturken and Evan Rogers, a pair that worked very well together. I'm trying to remember the name of the band they actually formed together in the early 90s. It wasn't Natural Selection. Was it Natural Selection? Rats. Rhythm Syndicate? Yeah, I think it was Rhythm Syndicate. And they spelled rhythm incorrectly, which R-Y-T-H-M. That's not right, but that's how it was spelled. Anyway, they went on to bigger and better things, but in 1990, they were producing the British group Brother Beyond and had a modest hit with The Girl I Used to Know. Well, turns out the song's a remake, and it was originally done by half of that production duo, Evan Rogers, on a solo album of his that came out just 1 year earlier. So here, this is the Brother Beyond, the hit version. I'm going to play you the original version, which is almost identical in every way. This is Evan Rogers, half of Carl Sturken and Evan Rogers, and a solo record of his called A Girl I Used to Know from 1989 on Crap from the Past. Not to see.
number two. Who is number one?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
That's a weird-sounding record. I'll be the first to admit that's a weird-sounding record. From the year 2000, that's Stone Temple Pilots, after their commercial peak, and a song that should have done better than it actually did. Sour Girl really got no discernible airplay, except on KSMM, a tiny little AM station out of Shakopee, Minnesota, that was programmed by Brad Savage at the time. Ah, I miss KSMM. Hey, I miss Brad Savage, and I miss hearing Sour Girl on the air. And I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Songs about girls? Most definitely. This is what we're doing this week on Crap from the Past, at least for the next 12 minutes. And then I'm in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So it's another 2 hours of me. How fabulous is that, I say. I'm going to be dopey tomorrow, and that's the way I like it. Now, those of you here in the U.S. will this won't mean anything to you, but my British contingent and those listening over in Europe will know the duo Marshall Hain from Dancing in the City. Big hit over there in 1978. Nobody here in the U.S. knows that particular song. So when you ask, whatever happened to the duo of Marshall Hain, it's not going to mean anything to anybody over here. But over there, Kit Hain went on to do some serious songwriting stuff and actually worked with Amy Mann on the song Rip in Heaven on the last Till Tuesday album from 1989. So still knew how to write a song. Julian Marshall went on to form the duo Eye to Eye here in the U.S. anyway. I'm not sure where this thing came out, but they released an album on Warner Brothers in 1982 that was produced by Gary Katz, the same guy who did Steely Dan. So a very interesting collection of talent on this next particular record. I'm going to play the lone chart entry for Eye to Eye here in the U.S. anyway. I don't think this charted anywhere else in the world. This is Nice Girls from Eye to Eye, 1982, on Crap from the Past.
it old school
on Crap from the Past.
From 1981, the follow-up to her first big hit, Morning Train, was Modern Girl. I'm not sure if it's diametrically opposed to Morning Train, but there you go. So, she's no pushover, she's a modern girl on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, one song left here on my Songs About the Girls. And then I'm sitting in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and I'm very excited. I got so much stuff, it's going to be great. So stay right where you are. One song left. And first, let me tell you, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI 90.3, I guess I can do that over the intro. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Donnie Iris on Crap from the Past.
me crazy.